All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed as always in Jesus' mighty name. Just a couple things off the pregame here. I got three things. Again, here we have Harris and Waltz. Both Kamala Harris and Tim Waltz refused to answer any questions. Now, today is September 4th. Is that right, Aaron?
Yeah.
All right, today's September 4th. The last time they've given one interview, and that was, about a week ago, for 18 minutes.
Yes.
And that's the first interview that they've given that she has given at all. He's given zero. Zero interviews for Tim Waltz. They did one combination interview since August 6th. So August 6th, basically a month, because you have 31 days in the month of September. So for 4 weeks, one joint interview for 18 minutes, and both of them refused to answer any questions. How can anybody vote for people who refuse to answer any questions? Donald Trump stands in front of podiums for 90 minutes, for 2 hours, for 30 minutes sometimes, answering any question that anybody has. Not pre-scripted questions, doesn't have reporters' names, none of those things, just sits there and answers questions. See, that's the type of political candidate that you would want, is it not? That somebody can actually work on their feet, somebody can answer questions off the top of their head, who's somebody who can actually function,
yeah,
you know, without it being pre-scripted. The woman can't answer a question. Every time somebody shouts out a question to her or Tim Waltz, that was the video, they just walk away. I mean, it's just simple. These are just simple questions that were asked. That wasn't even a hardball question given to Kamala Harris. How's debate prep going? What's so hard about that? Can't you just answer? Either I'm not doing any debate prep or things are going swell. Thank you.
Right.
You can't answer any of that?
Don't be rude.
At all? I mean, Tim Waltz, he's asked a question and he just acts like nobody's in the room and walks away. How can that be anybody's candidate? I honestly don't get it. I honestly, if it was me and I was thinking about who to vote for, and every time a reporter asked them a question, they Joe Biden the reporter and just turn their back and walk away. And by the way, this is the leftist press. This isn't the Federalist there. It's not the Gateway Pundit.
Right.
It's not Alex Jones sitting there. It's not Tucker Carlson or Dan Bongino. It's not even Sean Hannity. It's not even Laura Ingraham. It's not Jesse Waters. It's simply leftist media asking you a question and you can't answer it.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two off the pregame, I love the whole Ducey KJP confrontation. He asks her, what do you think about Kamala Harris using, or have you ever heard her use a Southern accent in the White House? And she answers with, I don't know what you're talking about. That is that's an absolute lie.
Oh. Yeah.
That's an absolute lie. It is all over social media. Mm-hmm. You are the press secretary for the White House and you don't know what she's talking about. You absolutely know what she's talking about. I mean, what he's talking about. You have no idea what Ducey's talking about? To answer that question in such a disingenuous way, what are you talking about? I mean, you know what he's talking about. What you do is you simply answer the question. No, she doesn't at all around the White House, because she only does it and when she believes that it's politically advantageous to do it. So, of course, she doesn't do it at the White House because she already has political advantage in the White House. But mainly, she does it when she believes that it's ethnically advantageous for her to do so. Mm-hmm. And then she turns her R's into A's. You better thank a union leader. You better thank a union. That's what she does. Okay. And that's now it's been chronicled over and over again. So the answer is to say, I have no idea what you're talking about. Just more and more disgusting, bold-faced lies from bold-faced liars. Now, here's the last one, of course. Green Jean-Pierre again, because she's putting out talking points for the White House. You know, of course, we have this shooting now. And again, we're going to go over the shooting in detail in just a minute. But in Georgia, but again, my whole vantage point on these school shootings, you know, I talked to Aaron about it earlier in the day, and I'm just like, you used to believe this is a tragedy, you know, some crazy person. But lo and behold, it's in a swing state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right before an election, you want to get the public's mindset off of their thoughts off of Trump being shot. You know, it's just very strange. And once again, you have this loner, this Colt Gray, who 14-year-old loner kid, the most likely to commit a school shooting is what he is. You'll hear that in a minute from a witness. This was at Appalachee High School in Georgia. But it, now, of course, the response from the left is we're going to grab all the law. Okay, you have a 14-year-old, and nothing is – you correct me if I'm wrong in the chat. Send it in. Aaron will see it. Will see it. Somebody will see it. Not a lot of the details have come out yet. Of course, we have the arrest of Colt Gray, the shooter, 14-year-old kid. We have that, but what gun was used or nothing else come out. If it is politically advantageous for the left, we'll see everything on this kid. If it's not politically advantageous for the left, then we'll see nothing on this kid. Like, right. if we already knew that he was wearing a dress, we'd already know nothing about him. We wouldn't even know his name.
That's right.
So if he was wearing a dress and called himself, Kamala or something like that, you know, got a female name instead of Colt, called him Kamala Gray or whatever. Yeah, you know, what Karen Gray, he changed himself, was wearing a dress. We know absolutely nothing. And all of his social media, he'd have absolutely no social media at all. It all been erased into non-existence, into oblivion. Yep. We know that. But, of course, what's being touted already is the confiscation of firearms from people like me and you. Mm-hmm. People like me and you who have never used a firearm against anybody in our life outside of law enforcement. I pointed my gun at a few people in law enforcement. Thank God they did what I told them to do. But other than that, you and I... have never used guns ever, and if you have, it was probably for self-defense. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Karine Jean-Pierre comes out with the White House talking points on what they're going to use this now to try to expedite gun confiscation, and to call it anything else now, we all need to stop talking, using their language. You always know that a Republican is gone once they start using leftard language. Mm-hmm. Once they start using leftard language, you know that a Republican is gone. They're gone. When they start saying things like, with COVID, during COVID, we can responsibly open, they're gone because they have a little leaven. Leaven's the whole lump, 1 Corinthians 5:6. So you know once they start using their language and given in any way, shape, or form to their agenda or narrative, that Republican is gone. The Republicans getting vaxxed on the Hill, all those different things. You know that they're gone. So we don't need to use any of their terminology. Same thing with climate change. I believe that, Republicans will start saying, I believe that we can do things cleaner. Why? Why do things cleaner? Outside of, an idiot who litters and you're a disgusting pig. Whenever they start talking about we can emit less CO2, they're gone. That Republican's gone. Vote them out of office. So we need to start using our own language. What they are talking about, and they'll always come back with, no, what we're talking about is common sense gun reform. No, we're not. No, thank you. No, thank you to your common sense. You're somebody who can't even define what an assault weapon is.
Right.
You can't define what a woman is. You can't define what a closed border is. We don't need your common sense.
Right.
Yeah,
that's gone. Now, your common sense is gone. So we don't need your common sense. So when we need to just go ahead and say things. And yes, will we be ridiculed? Yeah, you'll be ridiculed. They'll call you inflammatory. They'll call you hyperbolic. It doesn't matter what an idiot says. If an idiot calls you an idiot, you're smart. Yep. It's just like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. When an idiot calls you stupid, that means you have a high IQ.
Right.
Understand that. So we don't need to speak their language. We don't need to be accepted. Our words don't need to be accepted. What Karine Jean-Pierre was talking about from her bully pulpit from the White House as the White House press secretary, she raised a couple of quick things that the White House is now going to try to get politically is they want safe storage requirements.
Oh.
So who's going to be checking on that? So you're going to have the brown shirt show up and do nightly checks?
Totally.
They're going to go up, hey, Will. It's the government. We want to make sure you've safely stored your firearms tonight. She wants a federal law for safe storage and a federal red flag law. Now, what does red flag mean? Red flag means a certain, just like they've just put Tulsi Gabbard, Army, or I think it was Army. Army veteran, National Guard veteran, served in Iraq or Afghanistan, one of the two. Tulsi Gabbard, presidential candidate, congresswoman, probably a member of the Trump team coming up, endorsed President Trump. She's on the terrorist watch list for air travel. She's on the terrorist watch list. She is. Yeah, we covered it on here. Robert W. Malone came on this podcast and he covered it. So That's really what a red flag law is. So anybody can decide. Some bureaucrat gets to decide whether or not you can own a firearm or not. Well, you know what it'll be used for? Are crazy people. Well, we are deemed crazy people. I mean, they're banning our speech. They're not going to ban your firearms. You don't think that the people who will ban your speech, banning speech is much harder than banning firearms. Mm-hmm. They're banning our speech around the globe. So all they have to do is some bureaucrat, it's just like they want bureaucrats to run your healthcare. So, you know, Chuck Schumer decides whether you're sick or not. So Chuck Schumer will decide whether or not you get a gun or not, or whether you can keep a gun or not. You might already have a gun, and depending on how you bought it, people already know you have a gun, and they'll just go, you know, we don't like his political affiliations. So you know what? Red flag. What are the justifications? Anything they want. It's just like our church got banned mm-hmm. on Sunday for spam. Facebook banned our church again on Sunday because our content was spam. How is it spam? We weren't advertising it because they'll just put any label on it they want.
Yeah.
Aaron just sent me some. Quiet Skies is a TSA program that aims to recognize individuals who could potentially threaten aviation security. That's what Kelsey Gabbard was just put on.
Yeah.
So she had TSA agents following her or Tulsi Gabbard. And a celebrity. Everybody knows who she is.
Yeah.
They're following her around. Mm. Essentially identifying them as domestic terrorists. That's the TSA. So you put red flag laws. It's just funny how all this works. Yeah. You have these weird, eccentric, and I don't know anything about Colt Gray yet. I imagine we're going to find out some interesting things about his parenting. Mm-hmm. You want to come and confiscate my guns when a 14-year-old had a gun? That law's already in place, you stupid idiots.
Right.
14-year-old can never be in possession in any state in the union. Cannot be in possession by themselves of a firearm.
Yep.
No state in the union. So what laws? So it's so funny. They want to not enforce laws that are already in place.
Yep.
And then they want to create laws that are already in place. Depending on whichever's politically expedient. You can shut down the border anytime you want because it's already illegal to cross the southern border without permission.
Yep.
Right? Well, right now, it's already illegal for a 14-year-old to be in possession of a firearm. So you're not going to prevent this crime by confiscating Will's 9mm. But that's what they want to do. They want to put red flag laws and they want to have federal storage checks that you're storing your guns correctly. According to some sort of federal requisite. All right, let's hop right into it. Post-millennial video. Official gives update. I mean, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the high school's name. A Pallahatchie High School shooting. The suspected shooter is 14-year-old named Colt Gray. Play it for me, Will.
Basically, what I want you to know as of now, there are four individuals who are deceased from this incident. 9 that have been taken to local hospitals with various injuries. Of those that are deceased, 2 are students and 2 are teachers here at the school. The priority right now for us within this investigation is to gather all the facts, to make sure that we're accurate with it, because this is a murder investigation. As the sheriff mentioned earlier this morning, the shooter is in custody. His name is Colt, that's C-O-L-T, Gray. He is a 14-year-old student here at the school, G-R-A-Y. He is a 14-year-old student here at the high school. Again, he has been taken into custody. He will be charged with murder and he will be tried as an adult and handled as an adult. We're coordinating these charges and obviously this investigation with District Attorney Brad Smith, who is the district attorney for the Piedmont Judicial Circuit here.
Now, you notice who's over his right shoulder there is, of course, the presence of the FBI. So you have the FBI there and the GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigations. Both of these are clown shows.
Yeah.
GBI, there's so much election corruption inside of Georgia that the GBI did absolutely nothing with. I mean, whether you're talking about Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman on videotape committing voter fraud, committing election fraud on videotape in Fulton County, right there. GBI does absolutely nothing. 66,000 confirmed corrupt ballots. GBI does nothing. And lo and behold, who is sent again? Just like Butler, Pennsylvania, J13. Who gets sent? Here comes the FBI.
Yep.
Here comes the FBI. Now the FBI is going to disseminate. They're going to decide. They're going to discern to disseminate. We're going to discern whether or not dissemination is better beneficial for our political narrative. You're like, the FBI shouldn't have a political narrative. Well, we all know that they do. They are leftist, globalist, bourgeois elitists who are nothing more than the brown shirt Gestapo for the Democratic Party. We all know that's who the FBI is. Everybody knows it. Christopher Wray knows that's who he is. How they live with themselves, how you live a lie and tell lies day after day after day is beyond me, but that is who Christopher Wray is, and that is who the FBI is. So you have two clown shows with a BI at the end of their name. GBI and FBI. Well, now they're going to go in there. Now, I'm not going to be overly hyperbolic. Maybe something with maybe Colt Gray was bullied, and it's just a straight-out school shooting. But no gun law is going to change that school shooting because the laws are already in place. Democratic Party leftist morons. 14-year-old can't be in possession of a firearm, so there's no need to call for gun confiscations and gun law changes. But we know that's not the point. They don't want to keep guns out of the hand of the 14-year-old. They would have been happy to kill Colt Gray in the womb 14 years and a day ago.
Yep.
They don't care about kids, and that's what I really marvel at. I of course, couldn't help myself. I don't know how long I spent doing it. Giant waste of life, but I did it anyway. On Twitter, I'm just sending all these, all these leftists to talk about, it's time, something needs to be done now. Somebody needs to care for the kids. Somebody needs to save the kids. You mean the ones you would gladly butcher in the womb? You're talking about school shootings? School shootings where, listen, now when you're dealing with gun statistics, you need to be real careful about them. Because when they talk about, you'll hear Biden and Harris and all the leftist morons come out and say, the number one cause of death of kids is gunshots. Absolutely incorrect. It's car accidents and then drownings. We've got the stats.
Yep.
It's nowhere near the top. And what they consider to be kids is basically anybody 19 or below. And a lot of people 19, 18, 17, that's where most people die of gunshot wounds. Most of them, in the black community, by the way, 97 of which are killed by other black people, not white police officers. And most of those gunshot deaths are what? Suicides. So this has nothing to do with any of this whatsoever. But of course, they're going to try to use that as a precipice to launch some sort of gun confiscation. And that's what we need to say every single time. Confiscate. We're not talking about confiscation. We're talking about red flag laws. We're talking about federal storage laws. No. Background checks. No, gun confiscation laws. That's all we need to say. If they're going to always call, Trump an insurrectionist, then we need to use the same hyperbolic speech back at them, calling them the Nazi gun confiscators that they are, because that's what they want to do here. So breaking 9/11 video, watch. Student witness says she wasn't surprised Colt Gray was a shooter. Play for me, Will.
Did he ever say anything?
No, he never really talked. He was pretty quiet. He wasn't there most times. Either he just didn't come to school or he just would skip class. But even when he would have talked, it was one-word answers or just short statements.
You told me off camera you weren't surprised that he would be the shooter. Why is that?
Just because when you think of, shooters and how they act or things that they do, it's usually the quiet kid or that's a stereotype for it to be, and he was the one that fit that description in our class.
All right, so there you go. And again, it's just a sort of a, and I'm not saying any of this is the case. I think now I look at school shootings differently. I've told you that. That's where I stand. I look at them because they seem to always be politically expedient for the left. And when they're not, i.e. Audrey Hale up in Nashville, it gets absolutely whitewashed. It's gone. Mm-hmm. In 2 seconds flat, bleach pitted, Hillary Clinton style. Mm-hmm. Gone.
Yep.
Out of the press. We don't ever hear about it. And her manifesto just got released to the Tennessee Star yesterday. Or the Tennessee Star just released it. And I guarantee you the FBI will go after them. So now we have the FBI dispatched there. And he meets basically this kid 6 years younger than Thomas Crooks and is a loner and never says anything. Thomas Crooks. And again, at J13 in Butler, Pennsylvania, the main security force on site was DHS under Alejandro Mayorkas, with only 3 extra Secret Service agents outside of Trump's team. So most of them were DHS agents who are not trained in security. They were there, and Thomas Crooks trains at their gun range. Yeah. It's kind of weird, isn't it? The FBI cremates his body. Who cremates his body?
Right.
the father of Thomas Crooks, now has a high-powered. Have you ever seen the video of Thomas Crooks? I haven't. I just keep not getting to this because I've talked about the shooting at so much in length. Like, have you ever seen the video of Thomas Crooks? I'm Thomas Crooks' dad. Thomas Crooks' dad could not afford this pen. And now he has an attorney that's $1,000 an hour. That's known to represent high-powered Democrats. Weird, isn't it? I mean, weird. And I don't believe the guy even resides in the state. I believe he's like a D.C. attorney, but or a D.C. law firm. I'm not going to say it is. I'm just saying like a D.C. law firm. Very well-known attorney goes and just represents Thomas Crooks. They get to Crooks' house, and it has been completely sanitized. He has no footprint at all on social media as a 20-year-old. As a 20-year-old, raised in this era, his body is now cremated beyond, of course, it's cremated to dust now. It's weird. And the FBI's there washing off the blood off the roof. Why would you even wash the blood off the roof? Why would it be your responsibilities, the FBI? That would be local police job, or the owner of the building, or maybe the person at the park, whatever. But yeah, or even the Secret Service. Why is the FBI washing his blood off the building? It's just weird, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And now, of course, the FBI's there hovering around this scene. Why is the FBI even there? Why is the FBI even at that scene? It's got nothing to do with the FBI. It is a local crime scene, and the GBI and the local sheriff's office running the crime scene. Why is the FBI with their FBI retarded woman standing right there? FBI who's never handled a police call in their life. Understand, you're talking about the best law enforcement agency on the planet. The FBI sucks. They lose every shooting they're in. They suck. They couldn't handle the easiest of all police calls because they have no idea what they're doing. None. And there are a few FBI agents that come from local law enforcement. They're the exception. But mainly, they're a bunch of social workers and attorneys. They have no clue how to handle a law enforcement call. But yet, they're going to go handle crime scenes? Why? How would they go handle a crime scene when they've never handled a crime scene in their life? I mean, you start off with these different crime scenes when you're a local law enforcement, right? They have no idea because they've never answered police calls in their life at all. But now here they are again at another shooting. And is it going to be slow walked information? They're going to come in and make sure you got the FBI agent there with their little jacket on. She's so proud of her little FBI jacket, which means nothing now. Nobody gives a crap about the FBI anymore. And they're going to make sure they get in there and they talk to that sheriff and they talk to whatever lead investigators in charge of the GBI investigation. And they're going to make sure that it is run correctly so that it is politically expedient for the leftist motives of the FBI. Mm-hmm. Now, it's just, again, very strange. This is a quiet kid. Easy for deep state recruitment. And by deep state, yes, I mean the Secret Service. I mean the State Department. I mean the FBI. I mean the DHS. And we all know what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. It was not some lone shooter. He's practicing at their gun range. He has encrypted accounts. Did you ever see Thomas Crooks? He has encrypted accounts. I mean, yes, Tom, you're being overly judgmental. I don't care. You ever seen him? Thomas Crooks? He's got encrypted accounts. Well, I'm trying to remember the countries now. I can't remember the countries.
Belgium.
Belgium was
New
one.
New Zealand.
And there was one like Germany. Germany.
Yeah, I think it was Germany. Yeah,
Germany. But encrypted accounts? Why would he have encrypted accounts in New Zealand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's weird. In Germany and Belgium. Why is that? Why exactly would that be? And one of his encrypted accounts was right near, I'm trying to think of the UN.
Yep.
That's weird, isn't it? I mean, that's very weird. Why Thomas Crooks, who is a nutrition assistant at a nursing home, has encrypted accounts in Germany? Please, folks. I mean, we all need to think of these school shootings a lot different than they used to be. Where am I at, Will? Which one?
Ian Miles Chong, and here it is.
All right, Ian Miles Chong. Karine Jean-Pierre, the Biden-Harris administration is calling for a crackdown on firearms. I believe this is the same as the pregame. Play it for me.
We continue to call on Congress to do something. To do something. We need universal background checks. We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Require safe storage of firearms. Invest in violence prevention programs and pass a national red flag law. Enough is enough. And I cannot say this enough, which is enough is enough. We cannot allow this to happen in our communities.
She cannot say this enough. Enough. It's enough. We have geniuses running this country. I won't go into that because I've already talked about that at length. Let's go to the next one, Will. Libs of TikTok video breaking. Georgia sheriff says the shooter surrendered and stopped his shooting spree when an armed school resource officer confronted him. Play it for me, Will.
Obviously, the shooter was armed, and our school resource officer engaged him. And the shooter quickly realized that if he did not give up, that it would end with an OIS, or an officer-involved shooting. He gave up, got on the ground, and the deputy took him into custody.
We've got to stop it. And we have to end this epidemic of gun violence in our country once and for all. You know, it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way.
And then also, again, what we need to do about taking, demilitarizing our schools, and taking police officers out of schools. We need to deal with the reality and speak the truth about the inequities around school discipline.
So another obvious ideology of the left. If Kamala Harris had her policies in place in Appalachian High School, Georgia, the shooter would probably still be shooting right now because he was stopped by the police officer in the school, you stupid idiot. And you're like, Tom, you're Prej. Yeah, I'm Prej. I was a school resource officer for many years. I was a supervisor in that unit, and I was in patrol. You know what? It's awfully good. I don't know for sure if it was a school resource officer, but it probably was. Is that a high school? I almost can guarantee you they had an SRO on campus. But regardless of that, Kamala Harris wants to make sure that shootings happen. And here's the thing. You think that was a hyperbolic statement. It is not. They do want shootings to happen. So that gives them a launching pad to confiscate firearms. That's why all these Soros bought and paid for attorneys. Let me see if I can name a few. Kim Fox in Chicago, 53 shootings a weekend in Chicago. But she's fervently anti-firearm. It is a Chicago. Didn't you know that Chicago's gun-free? George Gascon in Los Angeles, crime through the roof. Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, gun crime through the roof. Eric, well, the mayor, well, Letitia James, AG of New York, gun crime through the roof. It's on purpose. They actually want people killed by firearms so that it gives them a precipice, a launching pad to confiscate law-abiding citizens' firearms. That they actually want rampant crime, so they make sure they have Soros bought and paid for AGs and district attorneys not enforcing felonious crimes, not penalizing felonious gun crimes, so that it gives them some sort of convoluted justification to confiscate law-abiding citizens' firearms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point of all of this. And they're going to try it whether they were behind this shooting or not. Man, it's so horrible that anybody would even assume that they're behind it. I mean, come on. I mean, you almost have to assume it now. I mean, whether you look at crooks, would they really get behind a 14-year-old? I don't know. I hope not. To be honest with you, I kind of hope not. Again, Aaron and I were talking about this before. You know, I missed 5 years ago when I was innocent. I was just a solid Reagan conservative. And, you know, I believed in, you know, the law enforcement agencies and everything else. And I worked for a great sheriff's office. And most local sheriff's offices are good. Well, there's a few left-hard morons down in Texas. But other than that, usually really good. But the feds, who knows what's behind these shootings? It's just awfully weird that at Georgia is a very pivotal swing state and everybody wants to get the attention off the Trump shooting. And here we have about 2 months later, a shooting at a school in a swing state, right? Just very coincidental. Moron Kamala Harris here. See that? Moron Kamala Harris. Colin Rugg video. Am I in the right spot, Will?
Yep. Trump War Room.
Where am I at?
Trump War Room. We just did
did that one. Okay, there we go. All right, Trump War Room video. Kamala Harris. Got the right person, wrong slide. It is a false choice, Kamala Harris, to say you're either in favor of the Second Amendment, or you want to take another's guns away. Play for me.
Let us finally pass an assault weapons ban and universal background checks and red flag laws. Because we are clear on that point, it is a false choice to say you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and I know we need reasonable gun safety laws in our country.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons right. that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
She says she's for the Second Amendment. I don't know why I got commandment, Second Amendment. She's for the Second Amendment, but wants to ban assault rifles. She wants federal red flag laws, and she wants a mandatory gun buyback. Why would you even call it a gun buyback then? I mean, if it's going to be a mandatory gun buyback, why don't you just call it what it is? Mm-hmm. A mandatory Hitler-style, Gestapo-style gun confiscation. It's not a buyback. And so the federal government, $35 trillion in debt. Get this now. Get this. I mean, think about it. Think about it. My Colt. No, it's not a Colt. Ruger AR-15. That was mysterious. I'll just use an example. It was mysteriously lost in an alligator crash out of the Miami River.
Sad.
You know, all of my ammo was gone. You know, I was out there rowing around, and an alligator attacked my canoe, and all of my firearms, which I have to have in the canoe at the time, all rolled over the Miami River. And it's just gone. So that the Ruger AR-15 that I did have, one of my couple AR that are down at the bottom of the river, but along with my AK-47, they're down there too, and all the rounds for all those all down the bottom.
Right,
of the river. But anyway,
of course.
They're gone now. But anyway,
sad.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's very sad. I lost a lot of money. You know, so I mean, that Ruger though was $2,600 in and of itself, just by itself, $2,600. You're like, that's an expense. Yeah, it was. I don't know where it is now. It's down in the mud. But that was a very, so the federal government, when you have 5 million assault rifles, are going to buy them all back. And it wasn't just assault rifles. That's just the assault rifles. It was 5 million. They want a mandatory gun back for all semi-automatic weapons, which they have no idea because they're idiots that use terms like a fully automatic, semi-automatic. They talk like that. They have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea what automatic is, semi-automatic, what a bump stock does. They just want to ban everything. Even though those very guns are the ones that protect them. They're idiots. They vote for their own demise, just like every Democrat. That should be the Democratic national motto. Vote for your own demise. Vote Democrat for your own demise. That's what it should be. So they want it. They want to. I think so. Our country's $35 trillion in debt, and they want to. Let's just say each AR-15 is five million of them. Allegedly, it's probably more than that now, but because that was 2019. So and everyone bought guns after Biden got elected. So it's probably 10 million now. AR-15s in the country are going to say that each one of them is $1,000 or more, and a lot of them are $2,000 or more. And then all the 9mm that are somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 to 1,000 each are federal. And then you're talking about 30 or 40 million guns on top of the 10 million AR-15s. They're going to buy them all back, not to mention all the other guns that they don't want anybody to have. They're going to have mandatory buyback. That's what they did in Australia, and their felonious crime rate skyrocketed. Because wherever there's no guns, there's lots of crime. Because isn't there no guns in Chicago? Isn't there no guns in NYC? There is. You can't carry a concealed weapon in NYC, and their crime rate is through the roof. You can't carry a concealed weapon in Chicago. Their crime rate's through the roof. Because everybody knows I can do whatever I want. I can break into anybody's house because I know nobody's armed. Just like San Francisco, they can break into anybody's house. They know Paul Pelosi's not armed.
Yep.
They break right into his house, right? So we'll just watch over the next couple of days and see who, let me get his name again, Colt Gray. See who Colt Gray is. Could be nothing. Could just be a random guy who's lonely and felt bullied or whatever and somehow got his hands on his dad's firearm. Whatever it is, we don't know. But we'll find out. But obviously now I no longer look at these things. I look at it as tragedies. Because people die and people have been injured. The count is 4 dead, 9 in the hospital. Of course, it came out way higher than that initially because there's a narrative that has to be pushed. 30 people down, however many killed they said initially. Now those numbers are way down. He was actually stopped by a police officer that Kamala Harris wanted to legislate out of existence. So the Democratic Party always offers horrible solutions to problems that don't exist. Rampant gun crime, so we'll take cops out of schools. How's that a solution? All right, so let's change subjects here. Let's go to Jimmy McCain. Jimmy McCain, John McCain's son. John McCain's son. CNN tweet, you can put up there. Well, you got it right. The son of the late Senator John McCain, trying to remember his songbird, John Songbird McCain, condemns Trump's controversial Arlington visit and explains why he's voting for Kamala Harris. Just so you know, he's a left-leaning independent, and now he's voting for Kamala. As if he wasn't going to be voting for Kamala the entire time. As if Cindy McCain wasn't going to be voting for Kamala every time. Cindy McCain voted. We all know how all these people voted. Whether it's Mitt Romney, whether it's the McCains, whether it's the Cornyns of the world, or the Rob Portmans of the world, maybe even the Marco Rubios of the world. We all know They voted for Biden this time. They voted for Hillary before that, voted twice for Obama. They probably voted for Bush because they're all one and the same. They never voted for Republican. They've never voted for a conservative Republican. None of these people ever have. They say that they do, but they don't. John McCain's son decries, according to CNN, Trump appearance at Arlington as a violation that turned cemetery into a campaign backdrop. Jack Posobiec video. Get it loaded up quick, Will. Did you know John McCain filled a political ad at Arlington? Play it for me.
Never forgetting those heroes with whom he served. Never forgetting those heroes with whom he served. He returned home, spirit unbroken, again devoting himself to his country. Navy officer, congressman, senator, taking on the establishment and defying special interests. And never forgetting those heroes with whom he served. Today, John McCain is ready to lead America into the new century. His mission, to fundamentally reform government. More experience and more courage than anyone. Ready to be president and leader of the free world.
I swear to you that from my first day in...
We don't need to watch that tripe over and over again, but let's roll it back to the beginning of the video because Jimmy McCain decries. Freeze that right there. Can you just freeze it? Jimmy McCain. There he is. There's Jimmy. By the way, I listened to an interview of him with Jake Tapper. He's an idiot. I mean, I'm not kidding. Listen, shocker. Again, I don't like Jake Tapper's not an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not. He's not an idiot. I mean, there really aren't. I mean, like Brian Stelter, Joy Reid, they're idiots.
Yeah.
Jake Tapper is not an idiot. There's people on the left that are not idiots. So I'm not everybody, like I've always, whether it's Gavin Newsom, Tim Walz is not an idiot. He's not. He's a horrible person. He's immoral and he's a coward and he likes horse semen. But other than that, he's not an idiot. Okay. He drinks too much of it, which was idiotic, but he's not an idiot. But I watched this guy's interview. He's an idiot. Like really, he's a dumb human being. Jimmy McCain, I don't know what happened with him or what, but Jimmy's an idiot. So I watched it. So Jimmy McCain decries Trump using Arlington as a political backdrop.
Oops.
Do you not realize that he was an adult when this ad was shot?
Mm-hmm.
John did the same thing. Not only that, but not only did Trump just had a few pictures taken at the request of Abbey Gate families.
Yeah.
John McCain set up an entire production at Arlington. You know what Donald Trump did? Here was his production team. Right there. There's Trump's production team at Arlington, right there. That was it. John McCain, Aaron, how many cameras do you think you saw that at? How many cameras would it take to
probably
shoot that?
Probably four or five.
We have four or five fully mounted on tripods, production, $100,000 cameras, shooting a full-blown campaign ad. But Jimmy McCain decries Trump using that as a campaign or political backdrop. These people are beyond, they're just beyond reprehensible. The thing is, and I hear people say this all the time, you don't hate them enough. You don't. And I'm not saying actually hate the people, but hate what they stand for. You just don't hate what they stand for enough. When you're going to come out and you're going to say, I just decry. I am so bothered that Donald Trump used Arlington as a political backdrop when his own dad did a multi-minute commercial at Arlington. All right, there we go. That's it for that. That was just a quick hitter. Let's go to Kamala Harris here for a couple minutes. 9:47, 13 minutes to go. Here we go. Blake Hall tweet. The Government Accountability Office estimates the federal government loses between, it's nothing really, $233 billion to $521 billion. So they don't even know. They can't even come within $300 billion of what they've lost. How do you not know what you've lost? You ought to at least be able to account for what you've lost. You may not know how you lost it, but you ought to be able to account the closest you can get is within $300 billion. These are the people that tell you to wear masks and buy an electric vehicle. These are the people that tell you to stand 6 feet apart and close your business. And people listen to them annually to fraud. That's not hard to trace. You can't get closer than within $300 billion of what was lost to fraud. That's our government based on $35 trillion in debt. And that's just on data based in 2018 to 2022. That's 2% of Americans' GDP stolen away every year and $1 trillion lost for those years. So that's annual. By the way, let me, I forgot about the word annually. That's every year, folks. That's not even, that's not the 5 years of 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. That's not those 5 years. That's, they don't even know again, within $300 billion. I mean, these people, they're loathsome, reprehensible human beings. I mean, seriously, reprehensible human beings. When they, I mean, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, they go up as if they are esteemed genius leaders. This is what they do. They can't even account for the fraud loss within $300 billion. Not to mention that, let's just go to the high number. They're losing $521 billion into the wind every year. Gone. How do you lose $500 billion a year into the wind? And by the way, the military's worse. Worse. The military has been audited and they've lost trillions. They have no idea where it is. How is, could it be that everybody know, does know where it is and we're just being lied to?
Mm-hmm.
And it's being used maybe to funnel money to border NGOs to facilitate child sex trafficking globally? As the number one child sex trafficking outfit on the globe, the United States government? Could it be? Is that where the money's going? All right, let's go to the next one. Got a bunch of tweets in a row here. Why did I bring that up? Right here. Leading Report tweet. Elon Musk says he can't wait for possible role in Trump administration involving auditing. Please, I'm actually praying this right now. Please, Lord, put Elon Musk in charge. I'm reading it now. Of auditing federal agencies to identify programs to cut. I pray that, Lord, put him in charge of that in Jesus' name. The man who cut 80% of Twitter's employees. Did anybody notice the difference? How many people are on Twitter in the chat? Did you notice any difference after he cut 80% of the, you're exaggerating. No, he cut 80% of all Twitter employees.
That's true.
They were, they had like Twitter's headquarters. They had like a pastry chef.
Oh yeah.
They had a full cafeteria that nobody was eating at. Nobody was showing up because everybody was working remotely because of COVID. And nobody ever came back because Elon bought Twitter way after COVID was done, or should have been done. But everyone's too terrified to come back to work, right? Mm-hmm. He fired everybody. I didn't notice one. I didn't notice any change of service at all. Not one bit. Nothing. Not one bit. No change of service at all. I like Twitter. Like Twitter even when Dorsey was on, except for I got banned a few times. But then, of course, that's just kind of my MO. But I mean... But other than that, I like Twitter. I like it way better with Elon, of course. But I noticed no change. You know, if DHS got cut tomorrow, how would that affect you? Nothing. Just put the CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, put them under another agency. Just make them their own. Why do we need, Aaron, I think it was 240,000 employees at DHS?
Yep, 240,000.
With a, I can't remember, $200 billion budget.
Yeah.
And 240,000 employees.
Yep.
Explain to me what they do for us. All they do is facilitate rapists into the country. That's all they do. They load up 747s full of rapists and murderers and child molesters from Haiti and fly them or Nicaragua or Venezuela or any other country you want to name and just fly them into the country.
Yeah.
That's all they do. So how exactly if they cut, how about if they just cut the Department of Education? How about if they cut the Department of Transportation with booty juice? They're doing a remake of Beetlejuice, you know. So I mean, we gotta just go ahead and, you know, just go out and call him what he is, booty juice. How would that affect you if it was gone? What if the FBI was cut? How's the FBI ever responded to your house for some sort of crime that you're reporting? No. So how would it affect you? Just cut the FBI. The FBI didn't even exist in this country until the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we even need the FBI? We don't. They don't do anything for us. All they do for us is falsely accuse us of crimes or instigate people into committing crimes. The Federal Bureau of Instigation. All right, go to the next one for me, Will. CBS News tweet. This is my Kamala section of the show. More Americans are having to choose between food and energy bills, and this comes from the bastion of right-wing conservatism that is CBS News. CBS News is reporting that many Americans under the Biden-Harris administration are now having to choose between food and energy bills. And many of those people went to the DNC and cheered on Kamala Harris. They're sitting at their homes right now going, food or electric? Electric or food? And then they vote for the person who put them in that situation and will vote for them again. That's why, folks, we don't go after Democrats. That's why I didn't like Trump's little pander to the abortion industry at all. I still love Trump, still voting for Trump, still overturn Roe v. Wade. I love the man. However, didn't like that because he's trying to appeal to soccer moms that will never, ever, ever, ever vote for him. They would rather sit at home weighing out electric bill or food. That's what a, that's what a soccer mom, a leftist soccer mom would do. You're never getting them. They're gone. It's a zombie apocalypse. They're gone. You energize your base. That's what you do. Trump should have come out more pro-life than ever. More pro. That's what that is. What has sunk Carrie Lake in Arizona? Sunk her. I hope she wins over Ruben Gallego. He is an absolute Nazi. I hope she wins. And I like Carrie Lake, but she came out lukewarm on abortion with the old, the usual liberal line tripe of, well, you need to understand people's story. And who am I to say? You, who are you to say? That's a human being inside of a woman's belly, inside of a woman's womb, womb in. That's how you tell whether a person's a woman or not. They can carry a carry a baby. Woman. Just a little help for any leftists that are watching. But she came out lukewarm, and you haven't heard a thing about Carrie Lake, have you? Have you heard that she's doing great? Is she surging in the polls? No, you go after your base. The example that I always use is Pennsylvania. There are 500,000 gun owners in Pennsylvania that are not registered to vote. Why are you not? Why are they not being registered by the Republican Party in Pennsylvania? Why? Because the Republican Party of Pennsylvania probably wants Democrats to be elected because the Republican Party in Pennsylvania are not true conservatives. They're actually Democrats with an R in front of their name so that real Republicans don't take their slots.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. All right, let's go to the next one. Here's what our government's all about. Go to our next one. Come on, come on. Go to our next one. CDC, to provide the most exclusive mental health support possible. This is what our government's all about right here. It's real important. You know, we have all these other issues, rampant crime. We know we covered in the show last night, 75% of all crime in downtown Manhattan, downtown New York, is committed by illegal aliens. That wasn't me saying that. That was their local news saying that. And that was also Fox News saying that. And 60% of all crime in Queens is committed by illegal aliens. But the CDC is focusing on this. To provide the most inclusive mental health support possible, the @988 Lifeline offers specialized LGBTQI services nationwide, connected with a skilled calling counselor. This is where all of our money's going. Aaron, you got something? Go ahead, brother.
Oh, I was just going to say with that last tweet, if you could put it up real quick. It's just funny because, good. Yeah, there you go. I love how it's talking about choosing between food and energy bills, and they picked a morbidly obese woman to be the the poster of this. That, I mean,
it's, you know, that's again, you know, these it's getting to be now. I'm trying to be nice, and I'm saying that some of these people aren't stupid.
I can't help
but
myself.
I mean, it is pretty lame, you know. And I, it's funny, I, you know, I'm not the I don't know what the word is. Like, what is it if you have some sort of phobia or you're a racist or you're something-ist against fat people?
Oh, you know, fat-phobic.
Aaron, yeah. I'm not fat-phobic like Aaron, but I honestly didn't even notice it, to be honest. All I could think about was the headline because I'm thinking the whole time, how could you vote for your own demise? But yeah, obviously, if this woman missed like 3 or 4 months, she'd still be alive.
Yeah, she'd food. Be fine.
She'd be absolutely fine. It's actually what she should do. But anyway, all right, let's go to the next one. Will lives a TikTok tweet. Mexico, here's what the Biden-Harris administration's all about. Mexico will now be busing people with a police escort to the U.S. border. This is an invasion. And you believe that, you honestly believe what Biden says, that illegal border crossings have been cut in half? Really? Now they're getting a police escort. And by the way, how this works is they're picking them up at the southernmost border, giving them a police in Mexico. You know how huge Mexico is?
Yeah.
Giving them an escort, police escort, all the way from the southern border, all the way to the northern border.
So nice of them.
Yeah, isn't that great? And this is what happens when you do this. Go to the next one for me, Will. When you give police escorts, well, you end up with a Haitian migrant. Akeem Mark Desire, that's an interesting last name, was flown into the U.S. So not only is the Mexican cartels getting police the cartels are getting police escorts. And of course, the cartels are working in collusion with the NGOs down in the Darien Gap. But anyway, Haitian migrant Akeem Mark Desire was flown into the U.S. He didn't even have to walk. He didn't have to buy. He didn't have to go to what Kamala Harris calls a coyote. He didn't have to go to a coyote Didn't have to pay about, it cost you about $5,000 to, and that's funny how all these people have to migrate to the United States for economic purposes or because of, you know, economic calamities, but they can pay a coyote between $5,000 and $10,000 to immigrate up here to illegally migrate into the United States of America. This guy didn't have to do any of that because the Biden-Harris administration gave him a VIP treatment and flew him here for him to molest a 10-year-old boy via their CHNP parole program. Parole program. So they're just paroling people into our society. They have no idea who Akeem Desire was. How do you even know that's his name? Do you really think that's his name coming out of Haiti? That his name is really Akeem Mark Desire? Do you really think that or just make it up? But he just sent out into the country. Now you have a boy who's been molested who will now live with that for the rest of his life because of the Biden administration, as well as the rape victims and the murder victims. 75% of crime in New York is all caused by the people that are in elected office, both in New York and D.C. And all those people will vote for him again. Let's go to the next one. Real Mac Report tweet, breaking House Education Committee chairman, it's all about Kamala Harris now. Virginia Fox subpoenaed Tim Walz's administration, he's currently, of course, still the governor of Minnesota, related to the largest COVID-19 fraud scheme in the nation, which we've covered here already, but now it's official, that stole, under Tim Walz, $250 million in taxpayer funds intended to feed children in need. Leave this up for me, Will. Now this was, do you know why this was allowed? Timmy Horse Seaman Waltz. Timmy found out about this when they had stolen about $50 million. And Timmy found out that it was Muslims who were doing it. So Timmy Horse Seaman decided that, you know what? If I crack down on this, they may call me Islamophobic. So he turned a blind eye to it, and it turned into $250 million.
Jeez.
That's Timmy Horse Seaman Waltz for you. Just another fake nice guy. All these, Aaron and I were talking about this. You're like, you must have had a long conversation with Aaron today. We have a lot of long conversations. But anyway, yeah, he's one of these guys that endlessly, his whole life is what his veneer is.
Yeah.
What do people think? I want everybody to call me Coach Waltz. And he was never a head coach of anything. I want everyone to call me Command Sergeant Major. He was never that. I want everybody to call me a war veteran, a combat veteran. He was never that. I want people to talk about how I was standing on Bagram Air Force Base watching Americans draped in flags, their dead bodies, being loaded onto C-130s. He was never there. Jeez. One thing, how Tim Walz and his wife had to use IVF to conceive. They never did, and his wife verified that 3 days after he falsely claimed it.
Yep.
Or after he was released that he falsely claimed it. The man is a complete fraud who is simply consumed with putting out a veneer, an image, a portrait of what he wants people to think that he is. He's a nobody. His own family is coming out against him. Go to the next one for me. There they are.
I love it.
This is great. And by the way, this has been verified. This isn't some sort of graphic or what do you call it, if Aaron, someone made
it. Just like Photoshopped it.
Yeah, Photoshopped image. No. They've all come out and said, this is us. And they've actually come out and said that Tim is a giant fraud. His own family. His own family and wokeness, Tim Walz's family, has a message for him. They've come out and said he is basically the dreg of humanity because he is. Speaking of that, you guys can just side by side this whenever you're ready. The Graham Allen video, I just wanted to show you what this is. They had this semi-big rally in New Hampshire for Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. In New Hampshire, which of course is a purple state, did go for Biden in the last election and Hillary in the election before, slightly. It was narrow, but they have been going Democrat lately. But it's a difficult state to get a big crowd if you're Kamala Harris. Now, if Trump went there, he'd get 20,000 easily. Okay. No doubt about it. But when you're Kamala Harris and you are a moron, because again, people have said she's smart behind the scenes. She's not. She's an idiot. She really is talking. You talk to Mike Davis. Constitutional attorney, got like Neil Gorsuch, was a big part of getting Neil Gorsuch appointed and all that. I'm a big admirer of Mike Davis. You talk about it, and he said that he worked on Capitol Hill with Kamala Harris when they were dealing with getting justices nominated and secured on the Supreme Court. And he said, no, listen, she's a moron. She is an absolute idiot. Now, he didn't say all those things. That's me saying it. But he did say she is absolutely out of her league. She is not a smart human being. I believe he just called her dumb. She's a dumb person. So in order for her, in order, you know, Trump, no matter what, is going to be entertaining. So not only is she not entertaining, not only is she boring, she's also a moron. She's a stupid person. So it's very difficult for her to get crowds unless she has Megan Thee Stallion coming. Mm-hmm. Unless they put out that, you know what, maybe Taylor Swift will be there tonight. So anyway, she actually gets a crowd. So where did all these buses come from? Every one of these buses came from highly Democratic Massachusetts. So they bust in their crowd. It was just like, and I can't remember, you can bring it back to me. I can't remember the state, but they actually, I wish I could remember it. But anyway, maybe it was maybe it was in Illinois. I can't remember, but it was right around the DNC. I believe it was when she was traveling around during the DNC. You know how you're supposed to actually, if you're an honorable person, like Trump did, you actually stay for all the keynote speakers for the entire convention. That's what you do. And she just left. You know, she watched Joe do his thing, and that was the end of it. And she went out and campaigned so that she could appear not to be involved in Joe's demise and be happy about all these other people talking about her being about her replacing Joe Biden, so she could actually be distancing from it. But what they caught her doing was, you know, everybody and you know, whether it was Aaron said this earlier, whether it was even Hussein Obama would roll the dice and walk into a cafe. And yeah. I loathe Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, he would walk into a cafe and some people would say, I'm not voting for you, whatever. And he would do it in a high probability cafe of Democrats, but right. He'd still roll the dice. No, no, no. Not with Kamala. In this particular town, she cleared out the cafe. They had a bus following her. She came in, they closed the cafe, kicked everybody out, and then fill them with the people that they bust in. And that's all on video. So that she could then go around and act like this is all live, saying, hey, folks, how you doing? Maybe using her A's instead of ERs. You better thank a union member. Go ahead, Aaron.
It was Pittsburgh.
Oh, what? Yeah. That was Pittsburgh. Yep. That's right. Yep. They go into Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh's risky.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, you're like, that's a city that's usually, no, it leans Democrat. There is a lot of right wingers in Pittsburgh. That's my second favorite church on the planet. River Church, well, Foundation Church, my favorite, but my one and two after that are River Church in Tampa and Revival Today Church in Pittsburgh. Jonathan Shuttlesworth's the pastor at Revival Today in Pittsburgh. There's a lot of right wingers in Pittsburgh. There are. And hardcore old school liberal union members. They're not even really liberal, but they're union members that are in Pittsburgh. So they don't even risk it. And the people that got kicked out came out and shot a video of themselves. They're out there going, yeah, we just got kicked out. And they have a bus that comes in after they kick out. And then they fill it up full of bought and paid for. I don't even know what you call them. I was going to say campaign staffers, but they're not even campaign staffers. Just bought and paid for props, I guess. Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Aaron. Pittsburgh Diners, fume over stage. Harris campaign stop as popular restaurant cleared. Mind-boggling. So she could wander around and act like this was, a natural event. This was just not contrived at all.
Yeah.
Just walked around. Can you imagine being like that? Can you imagine being a human being like that? I couldn't. All right, Ultra MAGA Party video. Just have to show you this. Just a little election fraud. Democrat voter fraud and stealing elections is so deep and widespread, it's truly revolting. Watch this full first-time Republican voter. Watch what they traced on a computer that happened to her vote. Play for me, Will.
Fraud, because the first election I voted in was Trump's. I've never voted in a midterm. I've never voted.
What?
I have never voted in a midterm election. Ever.
All right.
Say that. I've never voted in a primary. Ever.
Tell us that again.
Oh my gosh.
What we see here is someone voted in your name for a midterm primary, and then we've got 1, 2, 3 presidential elections. You're saying you did not vote in.
I can tell you, I'm a bad patriot. I first time I got involved in politics was President Trump. That's my first presidential election. I have never voted in a midterm. I have never voted in another presidential election. This is all a lie.
So
I am so upset.
So we're looking at two presidential votes.
One.
So now you know what COVID was all about, is to keep people like her out of the polling places. Shame on her for never voting before. I say she's about 50 years old, 56 years old, somewhere in that range. Yeah. And she's never voted for. Shame on her for that. But the purpose of COVID was to overthrow Donald Trump. That was the purpose of it. And it wasn't going to work just economically, because we would, because everyone would say, well, it's all a pandemic and everything had to be shut down, which is all bull crap and lies. But if Trump would have stood up as he should have, he would be president right now. But I digress. But the whole purpose of it was so that they would have mass mail-in ballots. And we could go over one state after another, whether it's Arizona, whether it's Georgia, whether it's Pennsylvania, whether it's Wisconsin, and all these other states, where you had numerous people who somehow voted twice. Where you had numerous people who didn't vote that voted. And they'll just tell you for the record, I didn't vote that day, but somehow they voted that day. Because when you have mass mail-in balloting, all you have to do, or Zucker boxes everywhere, and no signature verifications of any kind, no voter ID checks of any kind, then you can just mail out the ballot. If just use Will as an example, and Will's ballot doesn't get filled by Will, so somebody else just grabs it and fills it out for him. And you'd have 17 ballots showing up at a house that has four registered residents at that ballot at that address, but 17 ballots would show up. It was all on purpose. This woman has never voted before. She voted one time, but the record shows her voting over and over and over again. And then a Democratic moron and capitulating Republicans. And again, that's how you know a Republican's gone. If they will not say that the last election in 2020, the 2020 election, was stolen, you know that they are corrupted. Because it was obviously stolen. You don't shut down vote counting in the middle of the night and then count in the middle of the night. You're like, Tom, you just contradict yourself. I know. They shut down counting in the middle of the night. I go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning on November 3rd. So actually November 4th, and get up at 7. When I go to bed at 3, Trump's up by 600,000 votes in Pennsylvania. It's like 680. Mm-hmm. 680,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I get up, he's up by 1,200, but all the voting was stopped. All the counting was stopped. How was the counting stopped when they counted hundreds of thousands of ballots all for Joe Biden?
Right.
And now you see this over and over and over again, and it's not, and they're like, well, it's just one. There's no evidence. According to Bill Barr's investigation, that was never conducted. Bill Barr says he conducted an investigation that was never conducted. And when people tried to conduct investigations, they got a notice from the DOJ, headed by Bill Barr, to stop your investigation. But he conducted an investigation. And his investigation determined there was no widespread voter fraud. All lies. Absolutely all lies. American First Legal tweet, look at this. New lawsuit to stop. These are the people that you need to send your money to. Forget. Send money directly to candidates. No, you know what? I'll take that back, because Lord Trump's doing a great job at the RNC. We can send money again to the RNC. But send money to places like America's First Legal, Judicial Watch, places like that. New lawsuit to stop illegal alien voting. We are suing all 15 counties in Arizona for refusing. Why would you refuse? Could anybody just get more? Why would you, if you're little Dick Durbin, why would you refuse to release the Jeffrey Epstein flight log? Why? Tell me, just give me leftard. Any left, 959 people watching that we know of. If you're a leftard and you're watching and you can be, just go onto the Rumble chat. Give me a reasonable, send it right into Aaron and Will. Give me one reasonable explanation for not releasing the Jeffrey Epstein flight log. Send it to me. He's dead. What are we investigating? Send it to me. Why? Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell's already in prison. The investigation's closed. Why would you not do it? So if you're here and you're in Maricopa County, which is included in the 15 counties, we are suing all 15 counties in Arizona for refusing to remove illegals from their voting rolls. Send me one reasonable explanation of why you wouldn't remove an illegal. Unless you want illegals to vote, when you say all the time that illegals can't vote and that it never happens. That's always their explanation, too, when you talk about late-term abortions.
Yep.
Oh, that never happens. It happens all the time. They're just liars. Absolute liars. It's a spiritual war. You're on God's side or you're on the devil's side. It really is that simple. Go to the next one for me, Will. Elon Musk tweet, congrats to the ex-legal team. I've got a deep dive on all the speech stuff. I've got a deep dive on election fraud. I've got another deep dive on vaccines, too, that I just am not able to get to because we keep having news events like the shooting. Congrats to the ex-legal team for defending freedom of speech, the bedrock of democracy. Look what California wanted to do. News in lawsuit brought by X-Corp, the Ninth Circuit, rules that California's law requiring, get this. This is it. Now, these are the defenders of democracy. The defenders of democracy want to require large social media companies to submit reports to the Attorney General. Those are the people that say that Trump's a threat to democracy.
Yeah.
That want to have a ministry of truth and propaganda just out of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Those are the defenders of democracy. They are Nazis because they name themselves the same way. National socialists, just like they're socialists. Reports to the AG about their content and moderation policies and practices likely violates the First Amendment. You having to report speech to an attorney general to see if the attorney general will approve your content moderation policies and practices? These are the defenders of democracy that tell you, people like you and me are a threat to democracy. Go to the next one for me. I had to show you this because it's hysterical. If you saw it on the pregame yesterday, this is hysterical. Alexa, everyone, once it got on, everybody made videos asking Alexa about Kamala Harris. And Alexa would pontificate on and on about the wonderful attributes of Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And if you said Trump, if you asked, hey, can you explain to me why I should or should not vote for Donald Trump? If you said should not, Alexa would say negative things about Donald Trump. If you said, why should I vote for Donald Trump? Alexa would respond, I cannot answer political questions.
Yes.
I cannot go into anything political, basically, but it was something along those lines. I cannot discuss political questions. But if you ask, why should I vote for Kamala Harris? Long, long diatribe about why you should vote for Kamala Harris. Even if you said why I should not vote for Kamala Harris, it would give you a long diatribe in Kamala Harris's favor. But nothing for Trump. But don't worry. Jeff Bezos, I don't know if he really runs Amazon anymore, but anyway, Amazon says Alexa's differing responses about voting for Donald Trump versus Kamala Harris were an error. No, folks. That is, how long, Aaron, would it take for somebody to program all that in?
Oh, a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
Hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of hours for a person to code that into Alexa, and it's an error. Go, Aaron.
Well, yeah, and not to mention that they specifically made it to where when you ask about preferential wording for Trump, that it says no, but they allowed preferential wording for Kamala. That was purposeful. That's not an accident. You have to do that.
Yeah, someone's coding that in.
Yes.
What do you mean by the preferential stuff?
Pro Kamala.
If you were asking Alexa to tell you pro Kamala things?
Yes, exactly. It's allowed to give you pro Kamala,
right,
but not pro Donald
Trump. Right,
because
somebody coded that in.
Exactly.
This is not, oops, I made a mistake and made a right on red.
No,
folks. I mean, this is ours. This is such bold face. It's audacious, bold face lying.
Yeah.
All right, 10:15. That's good. 973 people on. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Let me say hey to the chat real quick as I'm looking here. Milwaukee James is on. Lindy Lou 28 is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Aphrodites is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Why Not Matt is on. 7-Eleven. Gasoline Hits Different is not only on, but is in the room with us right Ooh. Now at this very moment. Spirit and Logos is on. D9597 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Ron John Boogerman is on. Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on. Praise Holler is on. John Phillips is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Definitely Not Karen is on. Scott Allott is on. Itchin McGroin is on. Itchin McGroin. I did get your email. I will look at that Bongino video. Newland McGroin. I get Bongino all the time. I know where it's at. Newland McGroin is on. Love the McGroin Nation. Thank you guys. McGroin Nation, you are, I can't say you're solely responsible, but you have been majorly responsible for a major uptick in how I'm getting followed right now in the audience, and over 3,200 followers on Twitter now. Thank you, McGroin Nation, and everybody who puts out this podcast and the church and everything else. Leon Fish Puppy, she is on. Confederate One is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Man, Nude Monk is on. Holy moly, you guys just popped on. Oh, my gosh. Braden McGroin is on. Alpha Acres is on. Mrs. Julia is on. If I didn't say it yet, Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. All right. Love you guys. Really do a pre-Rumble Rants. Nude Monk, Lovable Lisa, Tammy L. Margritter, Buckeye Nut 1968, Dave Souders. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on. Stick around for the post game as usual. It's awesome. I'll be in the chat during the post game. See you tomorrow night, 9:00. Love you all. God bless you.
Most Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil.
They just changed their theology. I didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, you tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years and you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.